Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday afternoon. It is always a pleasure to welcome back Lamont Paris, the fourth-year coach of the Mocs, who are 14-5 after a big-time win Saturday at ETSU. Coach, congratulations on that one. How are you today? Forget Saturday slumps. You just took down the Bucks in Johnson City.
Hey, appreciate it. I'm doing great. Hopefully you guys are good too. But, yeah, that was an exciting win. It's a really good win no matter what, but then the fashion, the way it went down, was ended up being really exciting. So it was fun. It was fun for the guys to be able to have that experience and be a part of a game like that and be on the right side of it. So I was really happy for them. It was really a lot of fun.
All right, we'll talk about that in just a sec, but I wanted to ask from a coaching standpoint. I mean, because you just talked about it already, just how dramatic that was, and for your guys to experience it, to turn around and play a Wofford team that kind of had its way with you, especially late the last time. Is that kind of a dream for a coach as far as you're getting their focus back, just to say, hey, look who we've got now. We better be right for this.
I don't know. I looked back at the game and, you know, we did a lot of good things in the first half. We had a 13-point lead in the first half. Even as I looked back at it, it was a 7-point lead about the 4-minute mark. And we had a lot of things that we didn't do well. We gave up 20 second chance points. So, there's some things that we got to do better. But, yeah, we're to the point in a year where we just got to play. Whoever it is that's next on the schedule, we got to play and get better and get better at our stuff, and then get better as it relates to the team that you're playing. And so, but yeah, I like the fact that it's a team that we've played and for a large part of the game outplayed them and then ended up losing. So, it'll be nice to just go out there and know what we need to do to win. And then, saying it and doing it is two different things. But, we're looking forward to the opportunity to play a good team on the road.
All right, I'm going to get back to Saturday now, and I can't ask this any more bluntly. Was that ETSU win your favorite win since you've been at UTC?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. I guess I haven't ranked them. By any stretch of the imagination, we haven't accomplished anything that we've set out to. So I think I reserve judgment on something that's a favorite until we're in a Tom Brady class. And you're talking about which championship was your favorite championship, maybe. Until then, we're just trying to get better. It was a good win. It was a good win. We hadn't beaten them, so sure that David Jean Baptiste, who's been around, even he was here the year before me and still hadn't beaten them. So that's his first win against ETSU. So he felt really good, had a little emotion about him, and so yeah, it was special. There's no doubt about it. For when you talk about in terms of building your program and milestones, and this is the next thing to do, and this is the next thing to do. And, that was the next thing to do, was to beat ETSU, particularly on the road. And so, yeah, felt good about it. I liked it. I like them all. Trust me, they're hard to come by. But, that one was a really good win.
And I bring that up because I did a little bit of research, and I knew you were 0-8 against them going into that game during your time at UTC. And I guess you played them close in a SoCon tournament a couple of years back. But the regular season meetings have all been by double digits. And so, yeah, I mean, I just figured, boy, if he's going to like one, that's going to be it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good win. You're just really, as a coach, you're just trying to, where are we? And every game is some level of a barometer to measure where you're at. And so Yeah, they have a good team. They obviously were, you know, at the time, maybe they were a game out of first place. So it's not like you're getting a team that's not motivated to play or overlooking this, or, you know, they played. They did their thing, and so did we. And so it's a good way to gauge where you are. And they've had really good teams. We're closing the gap. On talent. I think in some of those games in the past, they were more talented than us, and so your margin for error is really slim. And so we've narrowed that gap. That's for sure. And so, but we also we played well. I don't think we shot the ball well, but we generated super high quality shots. And I watched that game again, and just. We generated some really good high quality shots. So I was happy with it, that's for sure.
All right, and Lamont, I mean, it was one of those games where you guys build a double digit lead and then they catch on fire and they get up by one. And I mean, it was just this, I know it was a socially distant crowd, but I bet it was pretty doggone loud in there just with the excitement of the way that game was going. When A.J. Caldwell puts up that shot, and that's what, maybe a 20% shot? Because he wasn't just right on the three-point line, and there was some traffic there. I mean, I don't know what you'd consider that, a 20% chance that he makes that, or and maybe I'm selling him short, but what's your reaction? What is going through your mind when that ball's in the air, given the way the last couple of minutes had transpired?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put a percentage on it. It's just always – that's a hard thing to say, but it was in rhythm. It was no hesitation. And you're at a time in the game where there can't be any hesitation.
So, right.
You know, I think he was, it was in rhythm. It got onto his hands and he was ready to shoot it. So he shot it and it went in. And we had a couple guys crashing the boards really hard. And so, you know, I don't know. I've been in a lot of games. You just, you know, you hope it goes in. You get a look. For the circumstances, it was a good look for the circumstances, and you give yourself a chance, and you hope that it goes in. That's all I can do from the sideline is hope when it gets shot, you know. So I thought just with the time and with what we had, we got a good look at it. We should have done a better job of not putting ourselves in that position. I think a combination of stuff that they did. They made some shots, there's no doubt about it. But then we also made some mistakes, missed the front end of a 1-1. We give up an offensive rebound, foul a three-point shooter. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can control that you don't handle. And then that coincided with the fact that they hit some shots, run in one direction, turn, shoot in the other direction. So good players do that. Their back was against the wall. They made some plays. They made enough plays actually to win the game, minus the shot that we made. So, you know, it just sets up for a really good game the next time we play them.
You're listening to Lamont Paris, the fourth-year coach of the Mocs, whose team is 14-5 so far this season. You're listening to Lamont here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Lamont, if I'm not mistaken, your schedule goes Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday. So you got four games in 8 days, according to the official Go Mocs website. How's your roster? Is it healthy enough to handle that? Because that's a bit more taxing than normal.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we've got, you know, we got to just, there's no alternative, you know, so we're going to play who we got. But yeah, I think we had a stretch like this early in the non-conference where we played, a lot of games in, you know, seven games in a small stretch of time. So, we've had a little experience with it at least. So that helps. We'll have played all those teams before, so that helps as far as from a preparation standpoint in terms of what you're trying to do schematically and from a matchup standpoint. So it'll just be playing and you know, trying to get guys rest when we can and then get into the next. These guys are young. Hopefully it's not double overtime games or anything like that where we're putting extra mileage on. But yeah, this is the time of year we're playing games. You want to play games, get them in. Tournament time is a very similar type of atmosphere, so it'll be good. We'll be looking forward and excited about playing games. Guys will like it. There'll be less practice and more games. So.
we've been talking, and there was a time about a decade ago where there were comparisons between Nick Saban and John Calipari, because like Alabama won their second under Saban in 11, and then Coach Cal won it in the 11-12 season, and Saban won it again in 12, and there was kind of this back and forth, like those were clearly the best coaches in the SEC at their sports, and it was kind of like, who's going to wind up with the most national championships? Well, Saban keeps winning them, and Calipari hasn't won one since 12, and you think about just the COVID factor. And Nick Saban had a veteran roster. A lot of players chose to come back, and you just saw how dominant they were. And now you've seen Coach Cal have his worst year with such a youthful roster. I know Rick Barnes says every time they had to shut things down, Springer and Keon Johnson were really affected. Have you encountered the same thing when you had to pause? Do the older players kind of get through it better than your youngsters do?
Well, yeah, I think any adversity at all, when you're talking about young guys, it's just going to be more difficult for them to navigate their way through it. And so that's why I try to spend a lot of time with them and you know, help them get through any sort of adversity that might present itself. But, you know, it's hard. A lot of it's the makeup of each individual and, you know, maybe some things that challenges that they've faced in life and overcome or the lack thereof, or, you know, a lot of it's individual. But yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that the likeliness of an experienced and older guy, they just have more things in life in order, you know, while again, these young guys are trying to navigate more, there's more stuff being thrown at them at one time. And so that's why you get the good teams, not that many freshmen play on really good teams, you know, minus the top, the guys at Kentucky, Kansas, you know, those kids are so good, they can play they're going to be in the NBA in a year, a lot of them. But it's hard for young guys, it's hard. And then when you throw stuff like this in there, it's very difficult. You know, we've had guys on our team have ups and downs. Jamal had some really good moments, and then he's hit that freshman wall. They don't call that for no reason. And you get in a pandemic, and I think it's just even a more difficult thing for them to try to navigate.
Well, Lamont, listen, congratulations on a monster win at ETSU. Best of luck tomorrow at Wofford. That is quite the 1-2 punch, but go for the sweep. And, again, congrats again, and we always enjoy your visits here on Press Row.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me. Go, Mock.
All righty. Lamont Paris, head coach of the 14-5 Mocs. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.